Hi everyone. Our verse for today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So this verse in Philippians, in a sense, you could say what Paul is saying, think about good things or think about some happy thoughts. Right? That's a term that you might actually hear like in a movie or something like that. Like just think happy thoughts. I was reminded while thinking about this verse of the song from A Sound of Music where it's called, you know, these are a few of my favorite things. And the chorus says, when the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things and then I don't feel so bad. And if you remember the song through the verses, they're singing about things that are make them happy, right? Thinking about favorite things in their lives. And that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to have our minds focused on good stuff, right? And about thinking happy thoughts, being optimistic. But there's a difference between that and what Paul talks about here. Because what Paul's talking about here, he's not just saying think happy thoughts. It's to an extent kind of like that. And being positive is better in a sense. What Paul's saying is think about things that are true. That's the first word here. Things that are true. And I'm not going to focus on each thing, but the last one is focus if there's anything worthy of praise. Think about these kinds of things. The things he's talking about, it's not like I'm just thinking about, you know, sunshine and unicorns and rainbows, or it can be, I guess. But what he's focusing on is think about things that point you to God, that bring praise to God, that bring you peace because you recognize it's not just this like fleeting thing, but you're thinking about something that points you to God, our creator, who is in control, who is loving and compassionate and cares for us. This is what he's encouraging people to do. Think about those kinds of things. Things that are true, things that last, things that are good, that point us to the goodness of God himself. Now, this does not mean that we ignore the bad. Right? Part of the thing of that song, Favorite Things, is in a sense, it's not might not be the best EQ, if you will, right? Because if you're just like, oh, I'm just going to pretend like these other things aren't there. I'm just going to think about the good things. That's not very healthy. If we did this as a culture, then it would be like, yeah, we know there's a lot of this of racism and injustice and stuff, but hey, look at all the good things, right? That's not what we should do. Right? We don't ignore the bad in the midst of this. There, we have to make space to recognize injustice, the bad things in life. And that's called lament. Right? That's something we should practice as well. But in spite of how bad things might be around us, no matter what the circumstances, what we do is, what verse 8 here is pointing to, is that we're recognizing that God is in control, that God is our peace, that he has our hope in all circumstances. That no matter what life throws at us, no matter what happens, how good or bad our lives are, we can stop and we can think and we can remember the goodness of God. We can remind ourselves of things that bring praise to God. If nothing else, we remind ourselves that we are loved by God. And that's shown to us through Jesus as he went to the cross for us. These are things that we need to think about, that we need to train ourselves to think about, that we need to remind ourselves again and again. And I pray that today as we memorize this verse, that we won't just memorize it, but we'll think about things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. Let's think about such things. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you have come into our lives and that no matter what the circumstances may bring, we have good things to remember, to be thankful for, to think about. Work in our hearts, Lord. Work in our minds. May we really think clearly with joy and hope, knowing your presence and love. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.